Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Welcome to... Hi. Is that Heather?
Yes, it is. Hi.
Hi, Heather. It's Ann, too. How are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
Very good. Very good.
Mercury retrograde. We come in
Mercury
exactly
retrograde.
The same
there
moment.
We are. You cool,
take
cool,
it
cool.
Away, sweetheart.
No, welcome to everybody. This is Access Astrology. My name is Ann Orley, and I'm an astrologer here in New York on my bright red desk. And there's Heather.
Yes, this is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you from the banks of the Mississippi in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Cool, and we have a number of callers on the line.
7 degrees, yes.
Yay, and I think I'm not even showing on the phone line here, so I did something exciting. But you are running, you've got the switchboard on your side, babe, because you're
okay,
the 914315.
Okay, I'll run with it. Yes.
You got the switchboard, okay.
Because
it was saying
so
to me, you're not
retrograde?
Called in, and I'm like, yes, I am. Pardon? Yes, Mercury's retrograde, man. Oh, we have had such computer nightmares here.
You did, huh? What's happened?
Well,
you
know, just kind of, you know, I mean, actually my computer guy came, you know, he came the other day and then he came again today. And I, you know, and he always loves it because I give, this year I always give him the Mercury retrograde date so he can schedule his vacation times. Because 1 year he went away on a Mercury retrograde.
Oh, no.
And he goes, I love this time of year, right? And so he came in early
because
Monday.
Because he's got a lot of work, right.
He has a lot of work. He came on Monday. And he came before my assistants arrived, and he goes, you're the only one here? Where are your assistants? I said, well, they're coming. And then my little cat who helps in the readings, Remo, he, like, put his paws on the chair, and he goes, there's one of my assistants. You ignored him. So he kind of looks and goes, oh, hi, you know. And Remo's like, yeah, I'm an assistant. I'm, like, part of the team.
No, that's
and then
great.
So today he came to clean, you know, he came to blow out my computer, so we took it outside and blew out the dust, of which there is a lot, and then put in a new, more storage. So we have a little, we're cooking a little faster now. So
that's
I'm happy.
Exciting. Yeah, well, the first day of Mercury went retrograde, my server went down, and my website was down for 2 days.
Wow.
And because my ex-husband from many, many years ago has my server, and I have a huge bandwidth because there's not many people on it that use that server, normally I get excellent service, but I had to deal with my ex-husband on the first day of Mercury retrograde.
Well, that's always fun.
My server went down. It was like, can you stop being such a cliche? You know, it was pretty funny.
That is pretty. So did you migrate it to some other place?
No, it worked. It got back
up. Oh, you
up.
Fixed it with him? Okay.
Yeah, I got it fixed with him without too much hassle.
Okay.
Which is lovely.
That's
but it
well,
was
it's
you know,
a friendly
funny
relationship
to go back
with an ex-husband.
To it.
Yeah.
Around the server.
Around the server, right.
Yes. And the kids appreciate the fact that I support their father.
Right.
So it works out. And okay. But it was very funny. I mean, I've just seen so many retrograde. And David Bowie died. Oh, what a pain. Moon in Leo, the guy knows how to make an exit, right?
I know. He did that beautiful video. Have you seen that video?
God. It is incredible. It's incredible. Lazarus. Which
yes,
is his
Lazarus.
From after,
well,
it's, you know, I'm dead, yeah. I'll be famous. It's a really beautiful video. And it is that combination of he's so Capricorn sun, it was right after his birthday, this, you know, love of control that he has.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So he controlled the whole thing and he died in a graceful way. Mm-hmm. Moon in Leo, he left in terms, and boy, did everybody, I mean, when Mercury conjuncts Pluto, which it is, you know, it conjuncts Pluto early in right before Christmas, and it's coming back to conjunct Pluto for most of the rest of the month because it turns station on there, everybody's mind goes back to their past. And when David Bowie died, even, you know, I used to love David Bowie, but I haven't thought of him all that much, but everybody was remembering what happened to them when... You know,
when
with
he
his
was
songs
in their
playing
life
in the background, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what a flashback!
And for those of you following along at home, his chart is January 8th, 1947, 9 a.m. In Brixton, Brixton, England.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. And the I think we did go back. I mean, everybody was remembering, you know, when they were a teenager, when he kissed him on their lips, when he, you know, whatever their memory of him was. One of my friends posted that he had, he was young, you know, he's a couple years older than me, and he was a young gay guy, but he was in suburbia, Catholic, and he would listen to the lyric, the boys, look at the boys, and he was like, ooh, you know, like, there is something out there.
For anybody any of us who were gender variant, who would just not fit in the normal place, he was one of the first big public reflections, successful
yes.
reflections of being able to bend genders.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he was brilliant. And he was, you know, up from working class and this brilliant music.
Right.
And we
right.
can remember
and
what was happening in the with his music in the background. Yes.
Right. Well, the whole thing, there was one, there were a couple of articles on 100 of his favorite books. And I'm like reading this
mm-hmm.
book list. I'm
mm-hmm.
going, wow, this guy's really well read. And I like a lot of these books I haven't read, you know.
Yeah.
Plus, he
I know.
Had Mercury out of bounds. Right,
mm-hmm.
and he had Pluto out of bounds,
mm-hmm.
and so those Mercury, of course, is mm-hmm. his communication skills, and of
Can
course it rules.
Can you run for the public what out of bounds means? Because it's such
run
a great
concept. Run for the public
concept.
Means it doesn't follow the rules; it goes past the path
mm-hmm.
of the sun. So the sun says these are the rules, the culture
mm-hmm.
says these are the rules, and his Mercury said, "I communicate
so
past the
very,
rules,
yes,
and I my words are past the rules, and then
mm-hmm.
I also Pluto. My Pluto is past the rules. My sexuality,
mm-hmm.
my power." My,
mm-hmm.
you know, looking at the authorities. There was a really cute
mm-hmm.
clip where they had a bunch of his first band,
mm-hmm.
and they
mm-hmm.
had, they all had long hair, and they had a bald interviewer from England going, why do you people all have long hair? And they go, why not? We need to have long hair. You know? And it was really cute, but it was so, yeah, why do you have long
mm-hmm.
hair?
He also had quite the modern art collection.
Yes.
And he has... You know, amongst rock stars, he married a Somalian doctor and a diplomat's daughter, Imam,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and they stayed married
yep.
very
mm-hmm.
deeply and happily. So
mm-hmm.
he broke every possible, you know, ordinary place that he could. He was the first person to give MTV a hard time for playing mostly white music.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. It was, you know, it's just kind of lovely how many... barriers he broke, which is perfect. And his chart, you know, it was loaded with the triggers for leaving.
Yeah.
But, you know, it hurts. And
it really
usually,
hurt. I mean, I was surprised,
yeah.
you know, I was surprised how, I mean, I woke up and I went, well, it's on the radio, so it's not an internet hoax,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like
right.
that was the first thing I heard when I woke up in the morning. Yeah.
Yeah. And
it,
I
was like,
you know,
wow.
And because it was so well-timed, I figured it must be the real thing.
Yeah.
It, and with Mercury's Pluto conjunction or a Mercury-Venus aspect, we often see some public figure die. You know, there's so many public figures. Someone's got to die sometime. But you notice that the emotional charge that the public has is much stronger under one of those close personal planets touching Pluto,
right.
because
mm-hmm.
we want to mourn. We, you know, we're mourning all the losses in our life, and it just activates that place in us that's ready to kind of feel what's flowed under the bridge in our lives.
Yeah, and as we look at them, we go, wow, you know, sooner or later that's going to be me too.
Yeah.
But I am aware of it. And I my reaction, Heather, and you're like in my
mm-hmm.
age category, was, what do you mean he died? He's not old enough to die. You know, like, he's like
yeah.
a couple years older
yeah.
than me. What
yeah.
do you, what's
yeah.
that about?
I
was
I
like,
remember
what?
Seeing
no,
it.
No.
Yeah.
No, you can't go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I, that was
oh, yeah.
it.
It's
he
definitely
also has,
the feeling of the
yeah.
oldness of it. Yeah.
Well, the feeling of, you know, you're old, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You're not old. What are you doing dying, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, then you go back and look at him when he was young and, you know, him singing with Mick Jagger and Tina Turner. And I found one
oh,
of him singing with Bing Crosby, you know, singing Christmas
mm-hmm.
songs with Bing Crosby.
Mm-hmm.
My son
mm-hmm.
is six. You know, his
that
son
was
from his son from his first wife. But it also was like, you know, it was a memory of your own looking back at your youth,
mm-hmm.
you know, like
it was.
What you looked like back then. And then, you know, I'm not really that old, you know. I'm not.
Yeah,
but
there's a lot of water under that bridge.
Yeah,
and, you know,
there is
that deep awareness of mm-hmm. the water under the bridge and the time gone by.
Yeah.
On Conan O'Brien, there's a retrospective. He does a wonderful version of himself talking about their kids when his son, who's now 40, was six. And he said, yes, singing him Hickory, or younger, he said, singing Hickory Dickory Dock to him, you know, can you sing it as a David Bowie song? And he did. He sang Hickory Dickory Dock as a Bowie song. And it was hysterical, his own takeoff on himself. I have
wow.
to say I appreciated that. But that, you know, when we look at those retrospective, Pluto doesn't want us to be morbid. It wants us to be fully alive in the face of death. Mm-hmm. And that's what I see that, you know, David Bowie said, one of his quotes was, mm-hmm. you know, the only two questions at this time are, how long do I have to live and what do I want to do with my time?
Right.
No, and how do I want to be fully alive? And so,
how do I want to be fully alive and now that I know my exit time? Yeah.
Right.
And now
that
I know my exit
said.
Plan. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now,
did he say that in the face of cancer?
How do we ask that for all of us?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did he say that in the yes. face of cancer, or did he just say that in general?
That was beforehand, but
okay.
I have a feeling often when you have, you know, his cancer was only diagnosed 18 months ago.
Right.
But
right,
cancer
right.
is usually growing in you longer
for
than
a while.
That. It just,
yeah.
you're only your subconscious knows.
Yeah, on some level, yeah. Well, I thought it was really interesting. There was a quote that he read where he was talking about Ziggy Stardust, which
mm-hmm.
for those of you who are younger in our audience was really one of the first gender bender
mm-hmm.
energies. And
mm-hmm.
he did it in England after having
mm-hmm.
spent time in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, we use the zeitgeist. We can't even use that term anymore. You know, but back in this, and we could never have done it in America at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, I was, you know, they approached me to do a movie about Ziggy Stardust. And so I was
mm-hmm.
like, oh, okay, that sounds good. And I went to talk to people, and they all were like, no, 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 don't do it. Don't give him, don't wrap up all the loose ends. Allow people to
mm-hmm.
have their vision of Ziggy and who Ziggy is, and allow them to
let them have
their version of Ziggy.
Mm-hmm.
And so the permission that he gave people, and if you watch him change over the decades, because we've had him for decades,
mm-hmm.
how he transformed and shifted to this last imagery where he's dying in a bed and he's levitating out of the bed and he's saying, okay, let me show you how to die now. You know, I showed
mm-hmm.
you how to live.
Mm-hmm.
I showed you how to experiment. I showed you how to open yourself to art. I showed you how to connect. I would
mm-hmm.
go into these cultures and transform and bring
mm-hmm.
it to you. Now I'm going to show you how to die.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow. You know, I mean, I could only watch that thing once or twice, and I thought, I can't even do the lyrics yet, but I'm going to go. And he thought of himself as a writer.
Yeah.
Not as a song purpose, but as a writer,
mm-hmm.
you know. And there was a really cute thing where he did with Ricky Gervais,
mm-hmm.
well, in the
oh,
Fatso with the pug nose,
mm-hmm.
you know, and he's like, Fatso, fatty, fatty, Fatso, Fatso, Fatso's better. And he was, you could see him writing the song as he was going along. It was really cute. And he just clearly had a great sense of humor, too, you know, so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, he was born with his moon at 3 Leo, Saturn 6, Pluto 12. So
mm-hmm.
very early on in his life, that imprint that life equals seriousness and death and intensity was
yes.
all wrapped up.
And the Pluto's out of bounds, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he had a physical age. He had a physical trauma that he carried with him.
His
pupil, mm-hmm. pupil permanently dilated due to being beaten up as a kid
mm-hmm.
on the playground. You know?
Yep.
And then going, you know, the hell with you people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to
you know,
create.
He said later he thanked the guy because he was one of his signature looks that he had two different eyes.
Right.
Which is mm-hmm. pretty bizarre.
Did he know who, I mean, obviously, I guess.
Yeah,
he
was a friend of his. He played music with him afterwards.
Oh,
but they had a big fight about a girl.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
So he had Mars.
He did have
his,
a big Mars. I will say David had a big Mars.
Yes,
Mars,
he did.
Mars and Capricorn conjunct the sun.
Mm-hmm. And
big
Pluto
PP,
is
I
within a degree
too.
Of it right now.
huh? Yeah, I know. Pluto's right on it. Yeah.
In the 12th house, long term.
In the 12th.
House.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
yeah. So.
So.
Heather, we're old.
I know. We are indeed.
We are
and,
indeed.
And, you know, again, part of that, the joy of this, as I find as I get older, is that. You know, this too shall pass. I know how much we can survive.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, you know, beautiful. The philosophy of getting older, it does get easier, the sense of being able to take everything in philosophical perspective.
Yep.
Doesn't mean it gets
yep.
easier, and we have to let go of a lot of time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. More leaving than are staying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And this is the time of the year when everything is dark. I have a lot of memories, I mean, of anniversaries of loss in the end of January and February because a lot of people leave with long-term health issues or even short-term health issues
mm-hmm.
during this time because the sunlight is low and the energy is low and if something's going to get
the,
you.
And the
it's an easy
its
time
detriment.
To leave. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the sun's in its detriment.
Yeah.
It's in Aquarius.
Yeah.
Like the life force is low. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or waning,
so,
you know.
Yeah. And but again, with that, when it's quiet, it's also a time to listen to our souls. So it's not just about grief. Mm-hmm. It's also about how to use this time to listen to ourselves quietly, but it's a good time to really husband our energy and not overextend ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Mercury retrograde also asks for that quiet. You know, if you move too fast, try to do too much, it fails. But if
right.
you quiet down, it helps mm-hmm. us take those sudden retreats. And this year we get four Mercury retrogrades.
I know, there's four. It's good. And they're all in Earth signs, so they're all physical.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning this one's a Capricorn, the next one's a Taurus, the one after that's a Virgo, and then there's a December Cappy.
So that's a lot
of Mercury retrogrades. But it also, last year was all air signs.
Mm-hmm.
This one is earth signs. So
earth
we
signs
have a,
are more
we have
practically
a theme.
Difficult, you know.
Yes, right.
But maybe less emotional misunderstandings. I have noticed that with this one.
Yep.
It's more solid and concrete problems and less of those terrible misunderstandings that can make Mercury retrograde so difficult.
Right. Yeah, because this is like, oh, you're not on the list. Oh, you mailed me money. Oh, I didn't realize that. Oh, okay.
Many people
Let me figure
were
that
dealing
out,
with
you know?
Their health insurance issues just at the turn of the year because of the way the health insurance
the way
cycle
the Obama
works.
Thing,
yeah, and it's very difficult with Mercury retrograde. I know a lot of people suddenly they were uncovered for 5 days while they were transitioning.
Oh, really? Well.
Mm-hmm. It's because there was a delay and they thought it was covered, but it wasn't. But everything worked out so far.
Okay.
But had they had a car accident, then it wouldn't have gone so well.
That would have been a problem, right?
Yeah.
Mercury retrograde, it also is the time. You know, you ran into your ex. I ran into a couple of people I hadn't seen in a really long time. And it was like, oh, nice to have you back. So it is the time for all of us to watch for our ghosts and our not-so-ghosts. You know, they return and they go, hi, I'm back. And you go, where did you come from? Oh, ghost of mine. And this week actually is kind of slow. There's not a lot. Last week was the drama week with the Mercury stationing and the Jupiter stationing and the big new moon. And I started a numerology class, which was really good. And the teacher said, you know, your death charts are your life, your birth charts to the new life.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't actually know what his death chart looks like, but we do know that he had a delicious new moon energy with Pallas Athena and Mercury and Sun and Moon and Cap, trining that lovely Jupiter and Virgo and the North Node. So, and Venus was past Saturn, right? And so it's a nice departure, but also a new birth for all of us. It's a new year.
It is.
So, yeah, and this week's kind of quiet.
And Capricorn launching things off. But the and, you know, we see with that Mercury retrograde, one of the things, and I it makes sense now that I think of it as a lineup of practical Earth sign Mercury retrogrades. I've noticed that many people, many of my clients have gone back to difficult work situations in their past and connected with the one contact that worked at that, you know, when they were disastrously fired, but one person liked them, they found that. Or they've gone back to, you know, a business meeting that failed and then picked it up and taken it off. So they've had some that being able to find the gold hidden in the problems in the past.
Right.
And some really successful new beginnings for work from contacts, like blowing on the coals of old fires. So think about that. If you're in a work situation that is a bit problematic and you want to stir it up, this is a good time to go back and find those old contacts, the ones that liked you, where things were working, and see what you can get out of that situation.
Yeah, because it's an excellent time. I actually got a letter today, a note in the mail, from one of my friends. She moved here for a while, dated somebody who I knew, and I met her through him. And then she stayed and got her, you know, they broke up, of course. And then, not of course, but they did break up. And she got her master's, and then she moved back to California. And as she said, boyfriends come and go, masters are forever. But I hadn't heard from her in a while. So I got this really nice note. And she was kind of talking about that time when we had, you know, we'd all been friends. And, you know, and what that had been like, you know. And I'm like, oh, this is a nice note, you know, like, oh, thank you. You know, so it's kind of
That's
cool.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, and then
That's
I also found
example.
It was very cool. Somebody noticed a painting in my house that my mother had hanging in her library. And we had a library in the house I grew up in. And it was a big old farmhouse. It had a lot of books in one room, which we called the library. And my mother had a picture of a guy on a stool. And so reading the books. It was called Bookworm. And so somebody sent me the card with the original print, and cut off of the one that my mother had is the word metaphysics. Like I had a picture of the whole print instead of just a sub piece of it. So you can see the S in metaphysics in the one I'm in, but you never can't see the word.
That's
but now I've
really
got the card with the metaphysics. So I'm thinking
now you know that picture says metaphysics there.
I know it says it there, but I didn't know it. And it hangs in my hall, and it hung in our house when I was growing up. And
that's
now I
really
feel like I should frame the little picture that somebody mailed me with it, with the real picture, you know, as opposed to the one that I have. I was, like, fascinated that metaphysics was hidden, and now in this picture of this old man on a ladder reading books called Bookworm.
Stirring up all of that from the past.
Yeah.
It's really lovely.
I know. It was, like, so cool. And I was like, oh, wow, this is the real picture. Not that the one I have is anything wrong. It's just the family picture, but the metaphysics word was cut off.
Very interesting.
I know.
Shall we go? Should we take a few calls?
Yes, let's do
well,
some
we've
callers.
Got, we've got a couple of people. So,
you're in charge.
Hello,
I'm not
828. You're on the line. How can we help you?
Hi, this is Danielle.
And how can we help you tonight, Danielle?
Could you help me out with my boyfriend's chart? He was working for the post office, making like $15 an hour. And right before Christmas, another driver hit the mirror on his mail truck, and they let him go from his job today.
Today? When was he born?
10/4/80.
10/4/1980. And what time?
2:59 p.m.
And where?
Seneca, South Carolina.
Where in South Carolina?
Seneca,
S-E-N-E-C-A. Okay, Seneca, yep. Seneca, South Carolina. And, you know, one
He's
of
on
the...
90...
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. He was on his 90-day probation period, and so that's why they let him go.
That's why they let him go, because he was only on the 90-day probation. And it wasn't his fault that somebody hit him.
No, but it's policy, they say.
Yeah, that's really hard.
So he had just started right before the holiday season. Yeah,
right.
And he's not a member of the union because he's still on probation, right?
Right.
Yeah.
That's too bad, because if he was on the union, they could hold him.
Yeah.
Now and often when Mercury is retrograde, the decision that are made under Mercury retrograde gets reversed. So I would ask him to keep pushing to get that job back. At the same time that he's pushing to get the job back, start looking for new things. His progress moon just entered Sagittarius. He's on a new moon phase by progression. And there's a whole series of new beginnings coming to him. So if it's not this job, something else is coming along pretty quickly. In the community, you know, in places that he knows already, I know that the post office would have good benefits, but there may be something that's more along his line coming. What do you see, Anne?
Well, the progress moon, and also like 4 months ago it was on Pluto. So
yeah,
that
and
was
Pluto's,
you know,
on
he just ascendant. Had it hit that, which he finished that work, and then he went in, but he was at the end of Scorpio. So now he's in Sag. So Sag is more traveling. And then he's also got Pluto coming into his ascendant. With the 2:59 time. So the Pluto coming to the ascendant by transit is, you know, he can very easily get caught up in kind of weird power struggles right now. So I would say to him, yeah, you know, try again with the Mercury retrograde. But I would also say that part of where he is with his solar arc moon is about to shift out of Virgo into Libra, which, and the nodes are right on his ascendant. So back to Heather's point about contacting people that he used to work with, or people that he was part of, you know, working with that he liked before, because the North Node and Jupiter are traveling together for the month and a half till the middle of February. And that's very active in his house of money. And also he's having what we call a Jupiter return. So that, you know, he's just shy of it, so it'll really actually happen this summer. But with his progress moon shifting out of Virgo, and his other progressed moon, solar arc moon shifting out of Virgo, and his other progressed moon going into Sag, he's about to have kind of a whole new work relationship
yep.
anyway, because those moons rule his sixth house.
Yeah.
So I know
I'm not
it's
worried
kind
about
of a
this
bummer.
Guy in the long haul.
Yeah.
I really
like,
am not.
Yeah, I'm not worried either. But I do think right now he's kind of got a bad
yeah.
spin on this. You know, and he might go in and say, hey, you know, I didn't hit the guy, he hit me, can't you reconsider? But mm-hmm. if they're saying no, then it might be better for him to kind of know he's got a Pluto on his ascendant right now, and he's got to kind of go, okay, let me go. He's also got Mars on his Saturn and his Mercury right now, transiting Mars. So that gets into the midheaven in like 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then it gets to his Sun, which is a new job very often.
Mm-hmm.
The
and
sun
Jupiter's
goes
going
the
through
sun.
His ninth, go,
yeah, he's
is going to be coming up
to
his midheaven and go across. Like, things are going to get so much better for him next year.
Yeah.
And it may be that he needs to, you know, put me back on probation. Let me start it from the beginning again. Let me start my 3 months over again. But if it doesn't work while that's happening, it may look like he's backing up. But if he can just back up and find steady work in, you know, driving, because it looks like that's not bad for him, steady
with
work for
moving,
a short
yeah.
period of time, mm-hmm. he's going to start taking off. And
yeah.
and once he turns the corner.
But he has to not give up and be discouraged by this.
Right.
Because yep. I'm dependent on him. We live together, and I'm dependent on him paying half the bills.
I think he will. This guy is going to want to work, and his chart looks like if you can help him in the short term, he'll be generous in the long term.
Yeah,
he doesn't ask for help easily, and he's, you know, he's ticked off, and he has trouble with authority figures anyway. But I would say you do your end of the work and you focused on your stuff and encourage him, but don't give him up. Don't give up on him. But don't buy into his drama so much, because he tends to make everything more dramatic than it needs to be.
Has he been out of work for a while before he got the post office job?
No, he's never been fired from a job except once when he was 18. He's always worked every day of his life.
Right. That's why I'm not worried about him.
I'm not worried about him for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Really, I'm not worried about him.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole thing. I was going to say, he doesn't look like, you know, because sometimes the birth time's wrong, and then, you know,
mm-hmm.
but this guy, the guy whose chart you gave us, he works.
Mm-hmm.
He's a worker. So that piece is good, but maybe it's like, maybe not the post office, maybe it's something else.
He needs you to just believe in him. You do your end of the work, you love him, you sympathize, you believe in him, but don't get caught up in his drama, okay?
Okay.
Okay, you take care of yourself.
Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Good luck.
Feel better. It's okay. It's Mercury retrograde. This changes for the best. It really is. And,
okay.
you know, he would have rustled up against people there pretty quick anyway. So, got Saturn on his midheaven right now. He's working out something real old and just kind of trust the process. Say, okay, honey, go find a new job. And he will.
Okay.
And he's got major changes this year. So,
we're
going to
say goodbye because the nice lady has spoken and we only have
a few
seconds left.
Oh, wow, I didn't know
thanks,
that.
Thanks, so
you're
we
welcome.
Have
bye.
We have a lot of other people that are on the line tonight.
The line
we would
tonight.
Love to speak to you next week. We'll try to take a few more callers than we usually
we'll
do.
We'll be less talking
we'll
about
less
David
talking
Bowie
about
and our old memories
now.
Of our childhood.
Right. And,
right. And
so be careful
so
with
be
yourself.
With
take Mercury retrograde seriously.
And
give each other a little room if the battery of the car dies or the pipe freeze. What else would you like to tell them?
What else would you like to tell them,
man? Have a good week.
Okay, take care, and we'll talk to you next
week.
This is Heather Rowan Robbins from Minnesota.
Mercury retrograde sounds, yeah. Take care, folks. Catch you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, Heather.
Bye, Heather.